Hello, Detective. I didn't hear you come in. Mr. Body always liked to tell me about his conservatory, but I never had the chance to see it with him. Thought I'd take the opportunity to finally wander through his unique collection while I waited for you. It's a bit of a mess. Seems the gardener left a wrench behind when he last tended the plants. Apologies if it's a bit hot in here for your liking. Much like Mr. Body's plants, I seem to thrive in a warmer, wetter environment. Oh, do I seem calm? Well, Detective, as you likely know already, I'm no stranger to death. And one thing I have learned is that getting too emotional makes these kinds of things incredibly difficult to navigate. Yes, of course I'm surprised that Mr. Body is dead. Truly, it's the last thing I expected at his housewarming party. But getting worked up about it at this point isn't very helpful to you, is it? And I dearly enjoy being helpful. Do you mind if we walk through the conservatory while we talk? So, the inspector mentioned this is your first case? Oh, don't misunderstand me. I'm sure you're very qualified. Just because it's your first time doesn't mean you won't be good at something. Take my first marriage. I think I was exceptionally good at being a wife, and I'll likely be good at it again someday soon. Oh yes, tell you about the evening. Before I came here, I spent the morning doing my version of networking, Pilates, and brunch with the other political wives. They think I'm a bit of a charity case now that I'm a widow, but I don't mind. Keeps my hand in the game, so to speak. Then Professor Plum called and offered to escort me this evening, so spent the afternoon getting ready. It's very important for a woman to look her best at these things, you know. How do I know the professor? Well, Detective, politics and academics do cross paths quite a bit. That and we share an interest in old, dead things. History, of course. He's far more invested in it, but I've been working on my Latin. For example, this pretty bloom here. Do you know what it is? That's all right. Most don't. This is Aphrodite calycanthus. Looks a bit like a scarlet magnolia, doesn't it? Lean into it. Tell me what you smell. Apple? Very good, Detective. Its scent is so subtle, most people can't place it. It's intoxicating, no? Oh. You want to know about my relationship with Mr. Body? Well, Mr. Body was a dear friend. He and my husband were quite close, and when he passed suddenly, Mr. Body was right there. He's a very capable man, but no, we've never had a sexual relationship, if that's what you're asking. I came tonight as a favor to Professor Plum, mostly. Mr. Body had taken an interest in his work recently, and I wanted to support him. Professor Plum is planning an expedition to some exceptionally exotic locales, and I'm interested in joining him for my own studies. Mr. Body was considering funding the expedition, at least he seemed to be, before Miss Scarlet rudely interrupted their conversation. And Mr. Body brushed off that clingy vine quickly enough, but then his attention was elsewhere. Now, this plant here, surely you must know this one. Oh, Detective, if you plan to solve murders as a career, you really must learn about its history. This pretty plant is belladonna, one of the most toxic plants known to mankind. Ingesting it can interrupt the nervous system. Oh, you've heard of it? Good. And now you'll recognize it. Belladonna wasn't always associated with death, you know. Legend has it that Cleopatra used it as a love potion. Isn't it funny, Detective, how things can be both light and dark, used for good or evil? It all depends on the hands in which they find themselves. Personally, I've always enjoyed the way the moon shines off its glossy berries. So tempting, aren't they? So, Are there any other flowers you'd like to see tonight? I have so much more I could teach you, and you seem like you'd be an awfully good student. Oh, don't worry about the others. They're all tucked away in the house, worrying about their own silly little alibis. Tell me, are you a good detective? What do I mean? Well, a good detective watches her subject carefully. She studies them, interpreting their reactions to different stimulation. For example, I've noticed that you've been staring at me all evening, looking at my lips when I speak. And when I get in close to you and press my breasts against you, your breath hitches. And when I run my hand down your chest, over your nipples, I notice that they're quite hard. Would you call me a good detective? You know I'm very observant, made a career out of knowing what people want from me, and knowing when to give it to them. Would you like me to give you something? Maybe a particularly good memory to take home from your first case? Oh, I'm sure you'll solve this one. It's not that hard, is it? I tell you what, detective, why don't you and I have a little fun, and I'll give you a little hint after that might help steer you in the direction of the real killer. Just a theory, just a thought. I get something I want, and you get something you want. Well, perhaps two things that you want. Lucky girl. So, do we have a deal, darling? I'll give you a hint after you show me what a smart detective can do in a quiet, dark conservatory. Good girl. Now, lean back against that table. No, I'm not going to touch you yet. I'm going to watch. Do you like the sound of that, detective? Touching yourself for a beautiful stranger? I thought so. Now, be a dear and do exactly what I tell you. First, squeeze your breasts for me. Harder. Very good. That's it. Tease yourself for me. Does it feel good, your hands rubbing over the cloth? Yes, nice and slow. Just like that. I can hear your breathing getting heavier, you know. No, don't be shy, darling. Look into my eyes while you touch yourself. There we go. Don't look away. I want to see exactly how desperate I'm making you. That's it. Keep rubbing yourself for me. Are you feeling needy yet, pet? Do you want to show yourself off to me? Let me see your face as I finally allow you to touch yourself properly. Very well. Let's see you put on a real show. Undo your belt. Now, unzip your pants. There you go. Look at you not touching until I say you can. Such a good girl for me. Now, slide your hand inside. Slowly. Run your middle finger along your slit. That's a good girl. Press it deeper. Get that finger nice and wet for me. God, you're soaking already. Is this turning you on that much, darling? I can see your pussy glistening in the moonlight. You look exquisite. Slide it up to your clit. Slowly. That's it. Get a nice and wet. There we go. Now, start circling your clit. Show me exactly how you touch yourself when you're alone, detective. God, you sound so good for me. Those little noises you're making are driving me crazy. Now, chase that pleasure. Speed it up a little bit. Not too much. We want this to last, don't we, detective? There we go. Yes. Press a little more firmly. Just like that. And watch while I start to pull this dress up. Inch by inch. Watch the silk slide up, revealing more and more of my thighs. Higher and higher. Now, rub your clit faster for me. That's it. Do you want to see what's underneath, detective? Say please. Good girl. That's right, darling. There's nothing underneath this dress. Would you like to see how wet it's making me, watching you play with yourself like this? I'll let you get a closer look at my pussy. But first, I want you to get yourself right to the edge. That's it. Don't come yet. You can do that, can't you? Stay right on the edge for me. Just like that. See how hard you're trying to be good for me. You take orders so well, darling. I love a girl who does as she's told. I think you deserve a reward. Do you want to watch me play with my pussy while you touch yourself? Yeah, I thought so. So don't be shy. Watch me. Watch my fingers slide along my pussy. You see that? Buck. I am just dripping from watching you play with your pretty pussy for me. My clit is throbbing. That's my good girl. Rub your clit faster now. That's it. You're almost there. God, you sound so pretty. Fuck. I love watching you come undone like this. So needy for me. How does that edge feel? Oh, you wanna come already? But you haven't even banged yet, darling, and that just won't do. Come on. Rub your clit harder. Faster. You can do it. There it is. That's the look I want. Absolute desperation. Pure need. Do you need me, detective? Need my permission to tip over that edge? Do you want to come? Yeah. Oh, I'll let you. But just not quite yet. Now stop. Hands off. That's a good girl. No, we're not done playing. Quite the opposite. Come here. On your knees. Between my legs. There we go. That's it. God, you look so good on your knees for me. Do you want to touch me, darling? You know the rules. Say please. Very good. Those manners will get you far, detective. Now, give me your hand and... That's it. Slide your fingers over my clit. There we go. Get them nice and wet. Oh, you feel so good. Yes, keep rubbing. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, right there. Stretch my pussy open and fuck me with your fingers. Oh, that's a good girl. Oh, did I tell you to stop touching yourself, detective? Rub your clit while you finger my pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. That's it. Keep teasing yourself for me. Just like that. Rubbing little circles. That's it. Keep going. Oh, fuck, your fingers feel so good. Oh, I know, darling. It's not enough for you to come like this, but that's okay. Because I don't want you distracted while you lick my pussy. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Getting your mouth on my wet cunt. Is your mouth watering at the thought of it? Yes. Well, then use your words. Tell me how much you want to eat my dripping, wet pussy. Good girl. Since you used your words so nicely, you can have exactly what you want. But first, I want you to taste me on your fingers. Yeah, pull them out and clean them off for me with your mouth. Oh, fuck. You look so fucking beautiful, sucking on your fingers for me. Do you like how I taste, detective? Do you want more? Here. That's it. Bring your head closer. Give me that beautiful mouth. Fuck. Yeah, keep touching yourself while you eat me out. Oh, yes, don't you dare fucking stop. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, I went for so long without getting what I want. Give me what I want, detective. Oh, fucking give it to me. Oh, right there. Oh, yes. Lick me just like that. Oh, your mouth feels so good. Oh, so hot and wet. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, don't stop. Oh, yes, fuck me with your tongue. Oh, fuck. Oh, do you like it when I curl my fingers in your hair and pull like this? Just shoving your tongue deeper into my pussy. Yeah. Do you like a little bit of pain with your pleasure? Oh, such a good girl for me. Oh, that's it. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, watch me. Look up at me with those beautiful eyes while you feast on my fucking pussy. Oh, while you drown in me. Oh, can you see how good you're making me feel, detective? Oh, fuck. Oh, right there. Oh, God. You look so good on your knees. Your tongue buried in my pussy. My hands in your hair and your fingers rubbing your clit. Getting yourself closer and closer to the edge for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, keep fucking rubbing your clit for me. Oh, that's it. Just like that. Good girl. Oh, fuck. Oh, are you watching me, baby? Studying me? Pay attention. Use all the clues at your disposal. Oh, fuck. and use your mouth to take me apart. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. All right there. Oh, fuck. All right there. Oh, you are a quick study, aren't you? Oh, fuck. You're getting close, darling. Oh, yeah. I can see it in your eyes. How desperate you are. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can hear it in your needy little gasps against my pussy. Oh, you want my permission to come? Yeah. You can come when I do. So get to work and use that tongue and watch my face. Oh, fuck. Oh, just like that. Do you see the signs, detective? Oh, fuck. Oh, can you see my skin flushing? Feel my thighs beginning to shake? Can you feel my fingers tightening in your hair? Oh, that means you're on the right track. That's it. Oh, fuck, you feel so good. Oh my god, yes. Oh, fuck, right there. Oh, don't fucking stop, darling. No, fuck, yes. Oh my god, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Good girl. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, it's your turn now, darling. Fucking come for me. You've earned it. There you go. Come on. Fuck yes. Look at me while you tip over the edge. That's it. Come with your mouth on my pussy. Don't stop licking everything up. I want to feel you moan into me. Oh, come on. Oh, God. Oh, you sound so fucking good like this. Fuck yes. Good girl. Yes, there you go. Oh, yes. Fuck. You did such a good job for me. Look at the pretty mess I've made of you. Hey, take a deep breath. Come back to me. Center yourself. Look at me. Good girl. Is your head clear? Yes? All right. Take another deep breath for me and remember, good detectives pay attention. There we go. So, do you want your hint now? You've more than earned it. Very well. Mr. Body is playing dangerous games with dangerous people, smart people, wealthy people. What happened tonight, I don't think he expected. I'd take another look at those invitations and see if there isn't something that doesn't quite belong. See, it hasn't quite clicked yet. Maybe someday you'll understand death well enough to respect its design. I hope to see more of what you can do in the future, Detective. Do keep in touch.